Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Irish Independent journalist Tanya Sweeney is with me here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon to tell us how she's already been plagued with emails about this. I know, August 31st. It's absolutely criminal that we're already talking about the festive season, but it's not us that's trolling you, Tanya.
Absolutely. Well, this is the thing. I started getting emails about stuff going on at Christmas, and I thought, you know what, I'm not going through this alone. I am going to actually write up something so that everyone else has to suffer with me, basically.
Yeah. Who or what is emailing you?
I'm getting some emails from, you know, Christmas events, kind of people who are doing Santa visits and train this and that and the other and all that. They're just setting their stalls out quite early. But I also got a press release Follow Fox Events, who told me that Google Trends Google Trends research shows that searches for Santa Ireland, Santa experience, Christmas tickets has actually kicked off since mid-July. So there are people in Ireland, would you believe, Andrea, that are actually Googling Santa tickets in mid-July.
In the hottest summer that we've had in years.
Exactly. I mean, I did write this into my column. I still have sand in my swimsuit, you know, that kind of way. I still have a farmer's tan. I cannot be thinking about Christmas events, and there will be many of them in my future.
Are they the ultra organized that are doing that, Tanya?
You know what? Maybe these are people who want to spread the cost of Christmas.
Yeah,
understandably so.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I mean, if they are the ultra organized, they're kind of sociopaths. I don't know. We still have a few other things. I mean, I'm still getting to grips with back to school, which happened last week, you know, so I'm still, you know, waiting for a lunchbox to be delivered. So looking at Santa is really, really not on my radar now.
Yeah, but from Halloween, like.
Well, Christmas used to start the week after Halloween, and that was even extreme at that.
Yeah.
But to be doing it, like you say, in the middle of a heat wave is kind of crazy, you know, and I just thought this is far too long a run in time now for Christmas.
Oh,
I mean, what
God.
Is it, 4 or 5 months?
I have to be honest, I was even reluctant to talk to you today, Tanya, about this, only for I knew there was so many in the office, you know, that were in agreement with your article in the Irish Independent about this. But look, you do make an interesting point. It seems to be getting earlier every single year.
And I understand why, right? Because if you're a retailer, Christmas is your absolute boom time. It's when you make your money. It stands to reason you're going to want that to start as soon as possible, even if it is in the middle of summer, you know? And I think there's something about persuading people to turn, you know, they're turning Christmas into a much bigger thing than it has been. You know, it's now no longer a marathon. It's like an Ironman event. And the problem with that is it's just an endurance feat for the people who are making it happen. I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine, I say this in the column in the Irish Independent, I was talking to a friend of mine who's child-free. I love Christmas, she goes. I get to eat, you know, girly dinner, piggy bits for dinner all the time. It's all cheese boards. It's going out and meeting my friends. It's not really like that if you are, you know, you have children and you're the one tasked with making the magic of Christmas happen.
Yeah, God, if you have to make it last from August 31st, it's a long run in. I know some of our listeners are getting in touch to say we could just opt out of these emails.
You can absolutely opt out of the emails, but I do think the sentiment does still stand. And watch now. I mean, look, the Brown Thomas Christmas shop has already
been open since the 20th of August. Yeah, a few texts in already about that, actually. Since about 2 weeks ago, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, well, this is the problem. The tinsel is going to start showing up on our eye line fairly soon, and then it'll be just inescapable, you know. And like I say, it'll just be months and months of build-up. And by the time you get to December itself, you're so over Christmas. Most of us are over Christmas. I mean, look, I'm quite grinchy to begin with. We know this about me, right, by now, okay? But, like, I just think, you know, I do not need to start thinking about what Christmas. In fact, I had a conversation with my 7-year-old today. Why did I do this to myself? I said, which Christmas events did you like last year? And she kind of looked at me as if to go,
seriously,
why are we even having this conversation?
Yeah, on my way into school. Another texter tells me the selection boxes are already in some of the supermarkets since yesterday.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is just absolute madness. Please. Another listener, though, makes the point. I think you're being a bit judgmental. We often hear of people booking their holidays a good 12 months in advance in an effort to spread out the cost. So is it not the same thing? I suppose it is,
isn't
it?
The cost spreading is great, but the problem is if your local Santa visit or your local train journey thing sells out in September and you're only sort of getting into the swing of things in September and they're sold out, you have a problem as a parent, It's, and I know, look, there's a whole other conversation to be had about how we as parents need to pump the brakes. We don't need to bring our kids to 24 Christmas events, we don't need to do the ice skating and the Santa visit and the, pick your candy canes off a tree. We don't have to do it all, but we do end up, I think, doing this thing where we want to keep up with the Joneses. And the next thing, we're being dragged weekend after weekend after weekend to a complete rinse. And the thing about the Christmas things is you just have a little bit of candy cane and a bit of tinsel and they can add a zero onto the cost of admission.
Yeah.
It's really outrageous.
It is unbelievable. And I still, can't believe that we're already talking about it on August 31st. But as some of our listeners are telling me on 087 1400 106, Tanya's right, the emails about the festive period have already started to come in with the deals and the offers and all of the different events that are taking place. Tanya Sweeney, Irish independent journalist. Thanks a million, Tanya, as always, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.